The Office of Personnel Management has released the results of its annual Employee Viewpoint Survey, and the results are a little disquieting. Feds report less satisfaction with pay, their agencies, and even with their supervisors than last year. Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President at IFC International and a former federal manager at OPM and at Homeland Security. He joins us now. Mr. Neal, good morning.
Good morning. That's ICF International.
What did I say? I said IC. It's IFC, isn't it?
It's ICF.
ICF. Okay, we'll get that fixed, all right. Let's get to the survey, though. What do you think was the most important finding in this year's survey?
Well, I think the thing that's really important is to see that although some of the numbers have dropped, and I think that's to be expected because of some of the things that are going on in the world, the federal employees' dedication to their mission, their interest in the jobs they're doing, hasn't actually gone down at all. Federal employees are remarkably dedicated to the work that they do and the missions of the agencies that they're serving in right now.
So we see these fluctuations, 4% here, 4% up and down there. Are those really trends then, or are they just simply year-to-year fluctuations?
I think they could turn into trends very easily. You know, if you look at what's happened to the federal workforce in the last few years, their pay has been frozen for a couple of years, and although people will tell you, you know, people don't go to work for money, they do go to work for money to a degree because people have bills to pay, and those bills have been going up in the last couple of years. People's grocery prices have gone up, gasoline prices have gone up, and so their purchasing power has gone down as a result of the pay freeze. And although most of them understand the reason for the pay freeze and that in economic difficulties, federal employees have to contribute as well, it still doesn't pay the bills for them. And so I think that's probably what's behind a lot of this. And some of the turnover that's been caused in government has probably also exacerbated some of the numbers. You know, if you look at what's happened in the last few years, turnover numbers in most agencies have gone up. Retirements have gone up dramatically. OPM is dealing with some of the highest retirement numbers they've ever seen. And if you look at who is eligible to retire, a lot of them are managers and supervisors. So that means there's a lot of turnover in management ranks as well right now. So a lot of people are not only dealing with pay freezes and with changes in agencies' budgets and cutbacks, they may also be dealing with a new supervisor. And so there's a lot going on in government right now. And the fact that the numbers have stayed relatively constant is probably pretty encouraging to actually be honest with you. I think when you look at what's happened with these pay freezes for a couple of years, in a lot of organizations, you would have had people head for the door and people would be telling you they hate the place. And feds are not doing that right now.
And if you're a manager, then, knowing what the survey says, how do you read it? What should you go to? What number should you look at as a manager to help improve your group's performance and your own performance as a manager?
Well, if I were a manager, I would be looking at the numbers regarding how people view their leadership. And those numbers have gone down. And that, to me, is the scariest number in this entire thing, because it really is a leading indicator of all the other things. If you look at what affects how federal employees view their organizations, a very big part of it is driven by the quality of leadership. How they view promotion policies is driven by quality of leadership. How they view the training they receive is viewed by quality of leadership. So area after area is affected by quality of leadership. So when you see the leadership numbers go down, that tells you that in the next survey, you may see a lot of other things go down even more. So the thing that I think is the most worrisome part of it is the view of leadership and the fact that that's going down, and it's gone down by a pretty significant amount. That's a big concern.
Because looking at the aggregate questions, how satisfied are you with the information you receive from management? How satisfied are you with recognition you receive? There's a pretty steady 25-26% of people that are dissatisfied. That seems like a high number.
That is a high number. It's a much higher number than I think anybody in the federal government would like to see. And what if you notice with those questions too, those questions are affected by the quality of leadership. So if this leadership number doesn't get turned around, I think we could potentially see a trend in the federal government of seeing these survey numbers go down year after year after year. And that would be a very big worry. The good thing is that OPM did a census this year instead of a sample for the survey. So this is the largest number of federal employees who've ever responded to one of these surveys. So that gives agencies very good quality information to work with. It's much harder now to say, well, this was just a tiny sample of employees, and so it really can't be something we have to worry about. It's a pretty large number of employees, and we're talking about well over 500,000 employees who responded to the survey. So it's good data, and now federal agencies have to start putting together their plans and then acting on those plans to make things different as a result of what their workforce has told them. The workforce trusted them, they responded to the survey, and now it's in the federal agency's camp, in their court, to start putting together very solid action plans so they can actually change how things are in their agencies, and that will change the employees' view of them.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Neal. He's a vice president of ICF International and former manager at OPM and also Homeland Security. And so this also occurs at a time when we have just had an election, and there are some policies that maybe have been enacted during the earlier administration, and now they're going to be coming into full-blown policy in a lot of agencies. So I imagine this was something the administration should also be watching at the political level, because wouldn't they need a really engaged workforce to make sure that the policies that do turn into programs are as effective as possible?
Yes. It's one of the things that you really learn when you're a political appointee. You know, I was a career employee for 30 years and then was a political appointee for a couple of years when I was the Chief Human Capital Officer at DHS. And one of the things that's very apparent to most political appointees fairly early on is they get nothing done without the career federal workforce. Those are the folks who have the expertise in the agencies, they know how the agencies work, and so they need those folks engaged. And it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat administration or a Republican administration, you really desperately need that. So I think they're very concerned about this. And I think they recognize that the pay freeze has had an impact. They also, though, I think, did the pay freeze because they were trying to make certain that federal employees contributed to deficit reduction, but to keep it from getting excessive. If the administration hadn't proposed the two-year pay freeze, it's quite possible that much more draconian measures would have been enacted. So they actually drew a line and said, this and no more. They have been doing a lot over the last couple of years to focus on improving quality of leadership. OPM and a group of federal agencies have been working on trying to improve how they manage performance in the senior executive corps, because the senior executives are the most senior career managers, and they actually have a huge impact on how federal employees view their workplace. And so the administration has been working on that. I think that's beginning to bear fruit now. Most agencies, at least the ones who are aware of what it takes to change how your employees view the place, most of those agencies have been trying to implement leader development programs. I know at DHS we were in the beginning stages when I left of implementing a comprehensive leader development program for every supervisor in the agency. And that's a pretty big undertaking. If you look at DHS, for example, DHS has about 27,000 supervisors. So training all of those folks is a very complicated and long process. It'll take multiple years for them to do that.
Now, it sounds like the people really in the crucible then are the high level, say the SESers, the ones that are directly touching both the political appointees and the career managers that have to carry out policy.
Absolutely. Those are the point at which two very different groups meet. You know, the political appointees come in an average tenure of 18 to 20 months. They have to learn how to work in those agencies very quickly, and they have to start getting the federal employees moving in the direction they want to go. And the people who are most able to make that happen are the senior executives. So that really is a critical group of people. It's only about 7,000 people in the entire federal government, so it's not a lot of people, And those people can make a huge difference.
If it's possible, even, to compare this study with general satisfaction that might take place in industry, people are always trying to compare federal pay and benefits with private. Is this comparable with anything that happens on the private side?
In the private sector, most organizations that actually care about their workforce are investing in surveys. And so they generally do surveys in most places yearly to see how their employees are thinking and what they think about the workplace. Most organizations recognize that a lot of their creativity is in the workforce. Their innovation comes out of the workforce, their ability to meet schedules, whether it's a production organization or an organization that's doing consulting. They recognize that those employees are really how they make their money. And so a lot of organizations do surveys very similar to this. This is not an unusual type of thing that's peculiar to the federal workforce.
Now, it's been a pretty tough economy. I mean, it's been tougher, you could say, in the private sector, where the unemployment rate is still 7, 8, 9%, whatever number you want to pick, whereas the federal government, nobody's lost their job in mass numbers. So what are we seeing in the private sector generally with satisfaction with organizations? Are people just so glad to have a job that they love it?
It's funny because these surveys are anonymous surveys. Any reputable survey will be done completely anonymously. And what you find in a lot of organizations is exactly what you find in the federal government. If people are afraid of losing their jobs, the numbers go down. If they think they're not going to be able to get the training that they need, the numbers go down. If they don't like their supervisor or don't think they're doing a good job, the numbers go down. So it's actually pretty similar. And what we're seeing here is exactly what I would expect to see in the private sector in similar situations.
And one of the things we see in this current federal employee survey is that idea of information getting down to the employee level. I mean, you can't tell. I mean, the survey went to the entire population, as you say, so there's a cross-section of people from beginner level to high managerial level listening, or answering, rather. But what the survey showed is that there's a high percentage of people that don't feel they get information flowing down from the top. So that would seem to be something that would be an easy fix for managers to get those scores lower of people dissatisfied.
You know, it's actually funny because that's a great observation, because what we find in these surveys is that lack of information to do their jobs is one of the biggest drivers of customer satisfaction. And I did say customer, not employee. At the Defense Logistics Agency, we did a lot of customer surveys and we did a lot of employee surveys. And what we found was an almost one-to-one correlation between how the employees felt on that question or that statement, I have the information I need to do my job, and how our customers perceived the agency. Where the employees felt they had the information to do their jobs, the customers were very happy. And when the employees didn't think they had that information, the customers were not very happy. Unfortunately, communication is one of the hardest things to actually fix. You would think it would be pretty simple. You just talk to the employees more, you give them more newsletters, you do more emails. And what we find is that if the communication isn't done well, it actually turns into noise. If you do too much of it and it's not very effective communication, then people start tuning it out. You know, it's like if I send you an email message that's an update, that's good. If I send you 20 email messages that are updates, that's spam.
That's just a clogged inbox.
Right, and then you don't read it anymore. And so it's actually a very hard thing to get the right balance on communication. Also, employees have different ways that they like to be communicated with. Some people want a face-to-face conversation. Some people want an email. Some people want an all-hands meeting. Some people want something different. And so trying to satisfy the communication needs of a very diverse workforce is a difficult thing. The other thing we found, and we found this consistently, is that middle management sometimes gets in the way of communication. Employees frequently want to hear from their bosses, and so what happens is the top-level people will communicate with the layer beneath them, who will communicate with the layer beneath them, and that goes down a few layers till you get to the rank-and-file employees. What we find in a lot of organizations is that information doesn't get through the chain of command. It goes one layer or maybe two, it never goes three or four layers. And so sometimes, and I strongly encourage managers, senior executives to do this, go around your supervisory structure and communicate directly with the workforce.